seconds away. Maloney coming over to Graham, inside ball. He heard the call from Tedesco. He gets the ball away, and Pearce, Mitchell Pearce, goes in to score under the bar at the Caxton Street end of the ground.
Well, what a brilliant decision to run the ball on tackle five.
That would have been Boyd Corden's decision to run the ball on tackle five, I reckon, and that was the crucial turning point, according to Kevvy Walters. We chatted with him earlier on this morning. Now it's our turn to chat with the New South Wales skipper in Boyd Corden. G'day, Boyd.
Guys, how are
you? Good, good. Geez, that was a nice little break before half-time, wasn't it, in game number one?
Yeah, it was. This will be a quick game. That was both completing pretty high, and it was a fast-paced game, so, it was definitely very crucial to get that try before half-time there. Obviously with Queensland scoring, and then they had a bit of that momentum. So, it was just some good work on last tackle, and it gave us that good 8-point buffer going into half-time.
Boyd, the players on both sides of the tunnel, both Queensland and New South Wales, were saying afterwards, and it's sort of come out a little bit in the last week or so, about how fast that first half in particular was. Was that the fastest footy you've ever played?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely the highest quality. You get it like games where, there's not a lot of mistakes, but I think there was only one error in that first half, and it was on last tackle when James Tedesco nearly scored under the post. And then I think from that, Queensland went and scored off that set. So, it's definitely probably the fastest half of footy I've been involved in. And, it just goes to, it sort of typifies what Origin's all about.
Hayne Plain said he was dry reaching and vomiting at half time. Were you okay?
Yeah, mate, I was fine.
He's a centre.
I just had, I think the half were a bit longer than normal, which was good because I think all of us needed it.
Mate, have you got the cattle prod out for Andrew Fifita? He was unbelievable in game number one. Can he be that good again?
Mate, I think he can. All of his form this year, he's, he's been playing unreal week in, week out. It just goes to show how great of a player he is. Everyone knows how tough NRL football is to perform like he has, week to week is pretty amazing to watch, especially being a front rower as well. And, State of Origin is obviously a different beast, and he played outstanding in game one, but I have no doubt that he'll turn up again and put in a similar performance.
The second phase play, mate, I think Aaron Woods sort of started it. Everyone got involved and Fifita got on board with, just getting the offloads going. You got to look to increase that or play similar football or even get it going more.
Yeah, it was something that we didn't plan on or speak about. I think it comes down to the player and their skill, whether they want to do it or not or whether it's the right time. Because, as we know, sometimes them offloads don't stick and they go to ground and then it ends up in an error. So, in Origin football, because everyone's so good, at their positions and so good at defending, sometimes like an unstructured play, like an offload, can be really good to break up the defence and create an opportunity. So, in saying that, we want to be completing our sets again because Queensland are too quality of an opposition with the ball in hand, especially with Thurston and Slater back, to give them too much opportunity would just be stupid. So, we don't want them to not offload, but if it's on, I'd say they'll be doing the same, yeah.
What are you expecting from Queensland? Like, there's so much talk about how their forward pack got rolled in the middle. I spoke to Laurie earlier in the camp, and he said his biggest fear was a slow game. Do you think they'll try and slow it right down in the middle out there at ANZ on a wet, dewy Wednesday night?
Look, I don't think so. I think they'll be coming out with a lot of intensity. I thought they played really well up there at Suncorp that first half, but so did we, and we weathered that storm pretty well. And I think we come out after half time a bit better than what they did and end up getting the jump on them. But we can just expect that they won't be going away at all, and it's going to be very tough there. Obviously, there was talk about them saying that, they got rolled through the middle, so we're going to be expecting that, they're going to be turning up there and making it hard for our big boys and making it hard for us to get metres. So, I don't think they'll be kicking it out much. I think just because that fast style of game would suit their attack better. Mm. But in saying that, whatever happens, however the game turns out, I'm pretty confident in our team and how we played game one. Obviously, it was pretty impressive, but we've got to be better again, and I'm pretty confident that we can be.
Lucky enough to be chatting with New South Wales Origin skipper and Boyd Cordner. It's got a nice ring about it, hasn't it? New South Wales Origin skipper. Hey, Boyd, is there any specific plays you're trying to get going? And I'm not going to call him, it's not a weakness, Darius Boyd, at left centre, but it's an unfamiliar position for him. He's a great player. Do you try and exploit him there?
Yeah, he's a great player, and it's been a while since he's played centre, but look, if you get too carried away in trying to target one person, then sort of, all of your other good qualities can go out the window. So we're just going to concentrate on our structure and get them what we think right to win against Queensland. And, that's not just going to be based around Darius Boyd at centre. It's going to be, all over the park and playing to our strengths.
How's the camp been at the Star? I know you've moved out to the Pullman Hotel out at Sydney Olympic Park now. How was it at the Star? It was weird being around you guys this week to see, the players mixing around with the blue rinse set who'd been to the Lyric Theatre, and some of them had, there's some dodgy punters around there. It was
what do you mean dodgy punters? We're not all dodgy, you know.
Well, okay, punters. Some dodgy, some high rollers. What was it like staying there?
It wasn't too bad. Obviously the facilities and the rooms are first class, which was good. All the food was nice.
That's all that matters.
That's it. We were pretty busy all week. We didn't spend much time there. I think we were only back there to eat and sleep. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't much of a distraction. I thought it was going to be a little bit different. But it's been really good. And, we've come out to the Pullman now. So day off today, and then Captain John, then we're into it.
And, mate, what did you think when you, I don't know whether you have seen, vision of Jonathan Thurston getting that bump on the knee? It's been ice, but Kevy told us he's 99.9% sure that Thurston will play.
Yeah, I've seen something on the internet about that. But, he's... obviously, he's a tough competitor, and it's going to take him, it's going to take a little bit more than a bump on the knee to pull him out, but, he'll be right to go.
Just the last one from me, Boyd. How are you finding the captaincy, mate? Mm. I thought your speech at the True Blues function when the team was named for that first game, it was quite, you're very, very strong, and, you're not the type that's going to come out and be like Gal and make, inflammatory comments. How have you found the captaincy, and has it helped your game?
It's been a massive honour for myself, and I've found being captain really comfortable. Obviously, there's a lot more pressure being the captain of your state than the captain of your club, and everything you say or do comes under a lot more scrutiny, which I've learnt to quickly. I'm and do it. I'm not going to be. It's been good. I've been helped with obviously the playing group, coach staff, pretty good, because most players that job of easier. It's been really so far. And I love nothing more than a win here at home in front of our fans.
Absolutely.
Good stuff, Boyd. Thank you so much for joining us, mate. We know it's the day off for the Blues in the lead-up to Origin 2. It'll be a massive game. It's going to be a sellout, and we wish you all the best. There he goes, Boyd Cordner, the New South Wales captain.
Thanks, guys.
Boyd Cordner. They're making all the old Bar Pirates very, very proud.
He goes good
up there on the mid-north.
He goes
coast.
Good, Boyd. He speaks very, very well.
He
good
does.
And, one of the good guys. And I know it was between him and Aaron Woods about the captaincy, and you know, I think both would have done a good job. But you know, as he says, he's not gal. He's not going to come out and make all these, you know, outrageous statements to try and fire up people and sell tickets. But he's, you know, he showed the way that he played in that first game, the way he plays his footy basically all the time.
And
he's such a solid, bankable player.
And the other insight that Paul Gallen gave us regarding Boyd Cordner and his time within that New South Wales camp is his persona is he doesn't say much, but Gal reckons he's a pretty good talker. Not publicly, but... Not with the Churchillian speeches.
No.
But, you know, with his good talk on the ground, and he was fantastic in game number one.
That's what they say. The Roosters players say the same thing. Yeah. They say he is the definite leader of that team on the field. And as I said, if you heard the way he spoke at that True Blues function, it was, you know, he obviously had some words put in his mouth. The speech had been written, you know, had some help writing it. But the way that he delivered, I thought, mate, you know, that's exactly what this game needs, blokes like him.
Boyd Cordner, and we do thank him for his time on the New South Wales Blues day off as they've transferred from the city to, well, it's not that far, is it? What, 15 km?
Sydney Olympic Park.
Yeah.
They might have been there at the Comic Expo yesterday.
They could have been at the
They dressed up as footballers.